This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says he called off military strikes against Iran Thursday, minutes before they were supposed to happen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
About a half hour before, the president says the military asked for final approval. He asked how many people might die and waved them off after being told 150, saying he didn't think the toll was proportionate. That raises questions about why the president would have learned about possible civilian deaths only at the last minute. Military officials would ordinarily share that well ahead of time. Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson worries about what he calls the president's impulsive decision making.
Perhaps there is some logic that he understands in his madness, but it's driving the American people crazy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she got no heads up that strikes were imminent and is pleased they did not happen. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department's annual religious freedom report exposes several things, a chilling array of abuses. He said religious freedom is a fundamental human right, and the United States is determined to uphold it.
Given our own great freedoms, it's a distinctly American responsibility to stand up for faith in every nation's public square.
Pompeo called on Pakistan to do more to stop the abuse of blasphemy laws at the release of Asia Bibi, a Catholic woman who faced a death sentence in Pakistan. The secretary also singled out Iran and China, pointing to Beijing's detention of more than 1 million Muslims, as well as the persecution of Tibetan Buddhist Christians and others in religious movements. The report also pointed to Saudi Arabia's widespread abuses of religious rights, including detaining more than 1,000 Shiites, mostly for nonviolent offenses. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says that UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet will leave two delegates in Venezuela to monitor the country's human rights situation. Speaking after meeting with Bachelet in Caracas Friday, Guaido said the team would investigate issues related to the country's lack of food and medicine. They will also look into allegations President Nicolas Maduro's government has violated human rights while cracking down on the opposition. Bachelet has held talks with President Nicolas Maduro late Friday before leaving Venezuela. President Trump has ordered immigration enforcement officials to conduct a mass roundup of migrants who have received deportation orders in an operation that is expected to begin Sunday, according to the Washington Post. The newspaper said the operation would target up to 2,000 families in large cities that are major immigration destinations, including Houston, Chicago, Miami, and Los Angeles. It said the information about the raids is based on three U.S. officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Mr. Trump tweeted Monday that the United States will start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the country next week. The announcement appeared to catch the country's immigration officials by surprise. Administration officials said the deportation plans have been under consideration for months, but immigration officials also said that this week the raids of migrant families were not imminent. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced on Friday that he will be deploying 1,000 additional National Guard troops to the border amid what he called an escalating crisis. He said Congress has left border states to fend for themselves.
While we wait for Congress to act, Texas will do all we can to protect our communities and to secure the border.
And the announcement came as U.S. Democrats in the House of Representatives introduced legislation to provide $4.5 billion in humanitarian assistance to address the surge of migrants at the southern U.S. border. Thousands of protesters blocked Hong Kong's police headquarters Friday, demanding the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader and the release of demonstrators arrested during the territory's worst political crisis in decades. Protests was noisy but peaceful, with the exception of some thrown eggs and demonstrators shining laser pens at windows. In a statement, Hong Kong police Saturday slammed the protesters for besieging their headquarters, calling the demonstration illegal and irrational, and vowed to pursue the ringleaders. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell broadcasting from Washington. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far and am happy you are tuned in with me today. I've got a wonderful show. Kwame Ofori joins me back in the studio for Song of the Week. It's called Ntade by Tanzanian bonga singer Ruby. Bill Odidi brings us a fresh interview from Nairobi with Kenyan singer-songwriter Kamano. And my collection of music today is just awesome. Everything you're going to listen to is in line with a special theme that's connected to the date of June 13th. Since 2015, the United Nations has declared June 13th International Albinism Awareness Day. Now, this is important. All of the music you're going to hear in this hour is by or about Africans and diasporans living with albinism. I say diasporans because one tune in the mix is by a Jamaican dancehall legend who is albino and has influenced the entire world of reggae dancehall. You'll hear him near the end of the hour, along with tunes from Mali, Malawi, Kenya, Ghana, Cameroon, Senegal, Tanzania, and Rwanda. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. We begin and end today with Africa's greatest international music star, the legendary golden voice of Africa, Salif Keita. Here's one of his best songs of all time, Africa.
Para a Jaya Visa.
All right. Hello, everyone. That was Salif Keita with Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. We're celebrating International Albinism Awareness Day with songs by and about Africans living with albinism. This next song is from Malawi by an albino singer-songwriter. His name is Lazarus Chigwandali, and he uses his music to fight evils that people face with albinism in Malawi. Marginalization, social exclusion, stigma, discrimination, even targeted murder. This is Timpode Satana, Down with Satan. Satana, Down with Satan. It's taken from his 2019 EP, Lazarus. Hey guys, this is Heather. And as you've probably heard by now, we're listening to music by and or about albino Africans in honor of International Albinism Awareness Day. This next song, coming out of Kenya, is called Vifo Vya Albino, Albinism Deaths. It's by a Muslim school choir called Khaza Islamia. None of them are albinos, but they sing out against crimes against them. They sing, "We have unbelievers who have no faith in this country. They kill the albinos. For what wrongs? Please tell us why. What kind of thinking is this?"
Oh, Was Vifo Via Albino by Madrasatul Haza Islamia from Kenya. They sing, Stop Killing Albinos. Why? And now we turn to Ghana with Bye Bye by RJZ. Now, he tells the story of an albino couple in rural Ghana somewhere who get torn apart because the husband needs to go to the city. He needs to earn money. He's a painter and, well, she cries and begs him to stay, but he goes. And, well, she ends up having his beautiful baby boy while he's gone, who's black, by the way, and becomes rich. But her husband, oh, man, it's sad. You have to watch the video if you can, but he says bye-bye in more ways than one.
Love of my life, I did go. I did go on some journey where when I go come, I don't know. Into your door, brabe, jammy, quiet. She no won't see me leave. No, by any day, now what's I? I see, I don't want you to go. I don't want you to leave. To make you stay with me.
I see I don't want you to go. All right, that was Bye Bye by RJZ from Ghana.
Hey, hey, this is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Now, next up is Bill Odidi. He brings us a fascinating interview with albino singer-songwriter Kamano from Kenya. But first this.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Kine mware modongi kumankobo kikinondo keje kyongo woi mware torangange korida geria woi kiare kine mware modongi kumankobo.
Thanks, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi. And we have an artist from this wonderful city of Nairobi in Kenya who's a great example of what people with albinism can achieve if given the opportunity to pursue their dreams. And he'll introduce himself to us in just a moment after a little bit more of his music.
Era coria rietoa ora mbera itagwagaki.
Hello Africa, my name is Mutai Ntuitomwari. On stage they call me Kamano.
Etiashai amwana mandasi toragwetiashai amwana mandasi.
You're listening to the music of Kamano as he plays his guitar and sings along, and he's speaking to us about his experiences with albinism. Did you suffer prejudice and discrimination and that kind of thing as a child growing up?
I almost developed a short temper, like in church. You see that, and kids in the front bench, they keep on looking back. And I'm like, why are they looking at me? I mean, can they look at someone else? So, but anyway, with time I got over it, and it doesn't occur to me that I'm a person with albinism because I mean, it's all in the mind.
Like you face a different struggle as an artist with albinism, or do you face the same struggles that artists in Kenya or any other African country might face in terms of getting their music and getting opportunities and all the rest of that?
When you're different, you draw attention. So once you draw attention, what do you do with it? You take the stage once you've been given the stage. So the music really takes that stage and makes good use of that stage. It has helped me in my career, being different.
Yeah.
The funny thing about music is no one really cares how you look. They just care about how you make them feel.
Where do you draw your inspiration as an artist?
Right now I just draw inspiration from folk. Listen to those people, how they did the music. I draw a lot of inspiration from that, and finding out how do I fuse this one? How do I bring the old to the new? I'm bringing the past to the present, still anchored in the present. I still go back and bring the old, but still getting inspiration from Kina Salif Keita.
Salif is great, you know, and he's also used his music for like social causes with his foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's powerful.
He's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah.
When
you grew up,
I want to record great music like him. Thanks.
Thanks, Kamano. It's been wonderful speaking to you on Music Time in Africa. And I'm Bilo Gidi right here in Nairobi. Hand you right back to Heather Maxwell.
Thank you, Bilo Gidi and Kamano, for that great interview. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather Maxwell. And today we honor International Albinism Awareness Day. The official day is June 13th, and this year marks the fourth year since its inception. All of our music today is by and or about Africans living with albinism. We've got a lot more amazing music, plus Song of the Week with Kwame. But first, moving to Senegal, here's Takaifa featuring Baba Mal. Now, the bass guitarist of this group is an albino female who has become a spokesperson for albinism in Senegal, and she says it's been a taboo subject for discussion. Her name is Ma Keita, and she's challenging that taboo. This song is her group Takaifa's 2017 single, Ndanane, referring to that kind of man who's like a peacock. He emerges from home around dusk to walk the streets and show off his finest dress and his beauty all night long.
Japon bayuko, danan alan titan uko, danan dan kwe sen ranyeko, lumu yor lumu new new doy loko. Gana wimba, gana wimba. Gana wimba, gana wimba, yee.
Nenu yemi kyara ala, ala uwa wite. Papu yemi kyara ala.
Gonna win back. Gonna win back. Gonna win back. Yeah. Gonna win back. Gonna win back. Yeah. Gonna win back. Gonna win back.
Jaro tawane mo. Sohle uchi tano. Sake kwe ala.
Mami la mai te khan ko sa borom yer mali.
Number what the number sell to number you ya Chenko no. Hello world, my name is Wiala, the lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr!
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hello. In honor of International Albinism Awareness Day,
Today's Song of the Week is about love and family as it concerns albinism in Africa. And once again, Kwame Ofori joins me in the studio to present.
Hi, everyone.
How you doing, Kwame?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So the name of this song is Ntade, which means I cling to you.
Okay.
It's by Tanzanian pop and bonga star Ruby. Ruby is lovely, and this is a really lovely story of a woman who is played in the video by Ruby herself and an albino man. He's a musician. And the father of Ruby tries to pull them apart because he does not agree with this love affair. But in the end, it doesn't work.
Stubborn African fathers. Stubborn African fathers. Like, let them be.
It doesn't work, but let's watch this beautiful video.
Definitely.
Ile mitomilima tuliopita uliona nikavumilia nikangangana sinaona kuna vijidada vinadanga utaona vikijipitisha vinatingisha utaona uambie.
Oh, man, I just love her voice.
I also do. I mean, smallish girl, beautiful looking with a very strong voice.
That's true. Very, yes, very it's just voice. Gorgeous. Let's listen. That yes. means in Swahili, I cling to you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I mean, for a young lady like this, her career started quite recently, I think 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2016, she was in a competition in Tanzania representing her home state of Dar es Salaam. And the music competition was now is going to be a mouthful. Serengeti Fiesta Supanyota Diva.
Bravo!
And she did win. So yeah. Good kudos to her, definitely.
Yeah, she's. I think that launched her career.
Oh, yes.
And since then, she's been doing a lot of collaborations. Mm-hmm. And Ruby is on top. She is on top.
And she's going higher and higher.
Yeah. Just beautiful. The ending is my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she goes and she hugs her love in the water, and even the guy that she was supposed to marry is looking at the dad. He's comforting the dad going, look, you know, you can't win, man. Love is love.
Oh, yeah. And I also love the end of the video specifically because of the saxophone. You know, with me and saxophone, any song in, that has saxophone,
you're done. You're done.
So.
All right. So, in honor of International Albinism Awareness Day, mm-hmm. June 13th, we wanted to feature that song, Ntade, by Ruby from Tanzania. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Santi here for you now and always.
And that was Song of the Week.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Let's use this next song to connect with tradition. This is Chicken Coop, a brilliant collaboration by albino xylophone player, the late Bernard Woma from Ghana, and American percussionist Chris Wabick.
Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. On June 13th, since 2015, the United Nations recognizes International Day of Albinism, which aims to raise public awareness of the difficulties faced by albinos in their daily lives and to fight against the rejection that they often suffer in society. Today's show honors this day with music by and about Africans living with albinism. This next song is from King James out of Rwanda. It praises the beauty of one woman who happens to be albino.
Monster.
Gorgeous. Hello, darlings. This is Heather, and you just heard Igite Kerezo by King James from Rwanda. Now we've got two songs left, and this one is from Jamaica. It's by a legend of reggae dancehall music, and he goes by the name Yellow Man. As an infant, Yellow Man was abandoned by his parents, most likely because he was born with albinism. But he miraculously survived the ordeal and was raised at orphanages and schools in Kingston, Jamaica. He was tormented as a child, shunned from society and scorned by his peers. But he overcame all of that because, he embraced his uniqueness and he used it, just like Kamano described doing in his interview that we heard earlier in the program. He named himself Yellow Man. And his 1983 song, Zungu Zungu Guzungu Zang, became a huge success and remains one of Jamaica's most sampled songs to this day.
Will you see if this rhythm you have a patch? Yellow Man made it. And you say after me don't made it, me set it. Zungu Zungu Guzungu Zang. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Say if you have a paper, you must have a pen. And if you have a start, you must have a end. Say 5 + 5, it equal to 10. And if you have both, you put them in a pen. And if you have a rooster, you must have a end now. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Jump for happiness and jump for joy. You know fi call Yellow Man no boy. Lady and they used to take fitaya. Brave the Lord him call him child. You know fi call Yellow Man no boy. You know fi call John John no boy. You know fi take iron knife fi boy. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Watch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Catch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Ka 00119. Yellow Man make you feel so fine. Me chatta me lyric, me chatta me na rhyme. Me na eat like me full up a rhyme. Ka Yellow Man him na commit no crime. Ka zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Hey, kushum pen, kushushushum pen. Hey, kushum pen, kushushushum pen. Say if you have a start, you must have a end. Say if you have a paper, you pass me the pen. But tell you Yellow Man, I'm too much girlfriend. Can't no for the matter, but me not a no girlfriend. You a idiot, boy, me have a 110. Say all of them, them have yellow children. All of them, them have yellow children. Some live a Kingston, and don't have me a pen. No for them, I ask me, oh, me have enough girlfriend. Two arguments, I have enough arguments, Lord. Arguments, I have enough. Happy or joy, you know fi call Yellow Man no boy. Nobody take John Joffy toy. Me brother Lord them call him Uri. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. Watch it. Zungo zungo go zungo zeng. You make a violence, you smoke I shen. You bring it violent, you go down silent. But tell the Yellow Man come fi tell them again. You live a Kingston or you live a me a pen. Say if you have a rooster you must have a. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Hey, jumpy happiness, a jumpy joy. You know fi take Yellow Man fi boy. You know fi take Yellow Man fi toy. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Watch it. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Hey, kushum peng, kushushushum peng. But tell you Yellow voice, it sound like FM. The other rest of voice sound like AM. But tell you Yellow Man come fi rock them again. You could a live a Kingston, Moby a me a pen car. Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Hey, zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng. Hey, no fi call Yellow Man, no boy. You fi jump fi happiness and jump fi joy.
Yes, and that was Zungo, zungo, go, zungo, zeng by Yellow Man. Yes, well, we've got time for one last song today, and so I close with Salif Keita again. Here's La Différence. He sings, I'm black, my skin is white, and I love that.
Je suis un noir, ma peau est blanche.
Je suis un blanc, mon sang est noir, et moi j'adore ça, c'est la différence qui est jolie.
That was La Différence by Salif Keita. And it's time to say goodbye, music lovers. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our special program in honor of International Albinism Awareness Day. A big thank you to Kwame Ofori for his help with Song of the Week, Ntade by Ruby from Tanzania. And also thanks to Bill Odidi and Kamano for talking to us about his experience as an albino artist growing up in Kenya. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sundays at 15:05 and 20:05 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:0500 and Saturdays and Sundays at 5 minutes past 9, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful.